T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thanks very much. I think the leader is a little bit of an exaggeration. I'm the disturber that gets other people doing things that make us all look good.
Well, so we got to have someone in that position for sure.
Aye, aye, sir.
So tell us about this. It's coming up, free dental screening exams for veterans next Saturday.
So Affinia is a community health center. It's a unique situation with our university located in the St. Louis Dental Center at 1500 Park Avenue. And Affinia's mission is to, and our mission coincides, is to service those in need. Affinia's fees, their normal fees, are significantly less than those out in the real world. What we've created over time with what we're doing with the veterans is we do these free examinations. So off the bat, anybody walking in off the street to this facility is going to pay ballpark about $120. So we save them that. We do an initial screening exam, if you will, intraoral and extraoral examinations, including a big film, to basically identify, come up with a game plan of where that veteran, what the benefits are going to be. So the way this has evolved, we do one in about the third week in February. That's coming up February 20th. We also do one around the 4th of July and one around Veterans Day. And we've been identifying 100 to 130 veterans in each one of those that then service the students' needs during that interval going forward.
So who is eligible to attend one of these and get that free help?
Any veteran. So we're looking for any veteran. Typically, we say that we want to see a DD-214. Any veteran will know what that is, or a VA card or an honorable discharge, something that designates for us that shows that they've got either that, or let me talk to the guy for a couple of minutes and I'll tell you what he's been doing and so forth and so on. And we take any veteran at any age. We've had them, I think our most senior one is 99 years young, and then we've got them in all the different, we've had people from World War II and Vietnam and Afghanistan and the sandbox and other places and so forth. It doesn't matter, doesn't require just a combat vet. Any veteran, male or female, bring them on. Come on, if you know of a veteran who could be in need, typically we started our program with those in need of full dentures. So, and that's evolved to where we're doing, I think now, the majority of folks that may need a partial denture. Maybe they just need, we can hook them up with other partners and so forth. If they just need cleaning, that'll be part of what we're trying to identify with our screening exam, what the game plan is, what the treatment plan is and needs to service that individual veteran.
And when you think about veterans, I guess most people would think, well, under VA, they probably have dental care or they have insurance to get it. But apparently that is not the case for a lot of them.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. The VA, God bless them what they do, but the VA for dental benefits are limited to those veterans that are either service-connected disability or 100% disabled. The vast majority of us are not. So this 92 or 93% do not qualify under that basis. So the vast majority of the veterans, the umpteen million veterans that are out there are not in that bucket, if you will, to get services, dental services from the VA. So here, again, not everything is 100% at no cost, but we try and we either twist some arms out into those licensed dentists in the community to provide services that are not covered here. The fees here are significantly less than whatever. If it's a full denture or a partial denture, that's covered under the grant. And then we go forward from there to identify what else we can do for that vet.
So this event is next Saturday the 20th from 7:30 until 11 at the St. Louis Dental Center at 1500 Park Avenue. Dr. Herbert Silva is the leader of Dentures for Veterans. And so, doctor, once a veteran comes in and does get the cleaning and the exam, What happens from then if they do need some more help? What do they do then?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. And I should point out, too, if someone's got a pencil, jot down the area code 314, number 685-3553. We've still got whatever that is 8 days in advance. If they call that number, it's somewhat of an appointment. Our past history has shown it gets to be pretty crazy around here. Typically, we've got 50 to 70 veterans that make an appointment, and then we have almost an equal number of that are walk-ups. So we basically identify those that have got a time to be appointed and those that are walk-up, and we staff it with students from all of our classes, volunteer faculty and Affinia staff and so forth. We try to make it as efficient as we can to get them identified as to where it's going to go forward. That number is of significance. I say again, 314-685-3553. If they call that, that's going to benefit them that day. Anybody that they can think of, if you've got a friend that you think is maybe they're having discomfort, we do very limited emergency treatment that day. Again, we can try and figure out what the veteran's needs are, but we'll do very limited emergency treatment if someone needs a particular nasty tooth extracted or whatever. We can try and get that done. But this is a screening exam. From that, they go, that creates a list. And actually, the last time we did this, Brian, you were helpful with that when we did it last around, I think it was November 7th, around Veterans Day, that I forgot to mention to the veterans that day, hey, you know, this is going to get this, you'll get treatment, but it's not immediate. This is not like you're going to get this result tomorrow. So this is it's a journey to get things going. I got to get them assigned to a student. We've got to figure out what the game plan. I'll go back to the dentures. If it's a denture or partial denture, typically that takes 6 or 7 different appointments. It may take more depending upon the other needs and so forth. So it's something that we'll coordinate once they become a patient of record and they get hooked up with a student team and the faculty, like I say, are here. We used to say that we did it with volunteers on Saturday, and we still do that every other Saturday if they are a patient of record and they're already hooked up. But we're doing, I think, the majority of it now during our clinics open every day, Monday through Friday, from basically 8:30 till 5, and the students can make their appointments with them. So that's something that'll go forward after we get them into the system. The screening event is to get them into the system.
And this is the fifth year you've been doing this, and probably at this event you'll pass 500 veterans. Tell us a story about one of them who came in that really stands out in your mind.
Well, gosh, they all should stand out in my time. I'm running around. I don't roller skate, but I run around and get my steps in for sure, walking the clinic floor pretty much all days now. Like I say, the veterans are being seen pretty much on every day, on every clinic schedule, if you will, of what we have. You know, and there's all the different anecdotes. I'm a Marine, so I got to talk about some of my favorites. The 97-year-old Guadalcanal veteran, he was a grunt. He was an infantry 19-year-old at whatever it was at Guadalcanal. And here we are, that his faculty member is the handsome guy from Vietnam. And the student was an E5 buck sergeant that had been in Afghanistan, a Marine. And that was a nice picture to get. Or the Army Okinawa grunt that was not a good place to be in 1945 as an infantry grunt, 99 years young, Army, and he got his dentures. Down to the Frozen Chosen, we've had veterans from the Frozen Chosen, significant numbers from Vietnam, and I think I'm, you know, part of my main duty is I act as the entertainment to go back and get these guys interacting. Many of our students, you know, this is now they're going to be starting to see some living history from talking with these folks, and it's fabulous to start seeing the way that the students interact and the veterans, you know, they create a bond, if you will, with the individual students. They stick with that student once they get assigned going forward. And, you know, we get all sorts of things about how the comments, I'm getting better at doing that PR end of things, where the veterans then go back and appreciate what they've done and they've changed their lives and they've given them their smile back and so forth and so on. So again, it's pretty rewarding in that regard.
Yeah, I'm sure the dentists or the dental students learn a lot more than dentistry at this event. Again, it's next Saturday and it's from 7:30 until 11 at the St. Louis Dental Center, 1500 Park Avenue. Dr. Herbert Silva, what else do we need to know? And again, what's the number to call to get more information?
Any veteran that they're aware of, send them that number, 314-685-3553. If anybody wants to come with a checkbook and donate money so it helps offset our laboratory expenses and keep this thing going, that's great too. We can show them where to go. The school's a 501(c), and we're looking to do that. Knock wood, we've had tremendous support from donors actually all over the country. The number of guys that I flew with overseas and some of my old buddies, and now we're getting other students and faculty that are joining in that regard. I say again, I can't show respect enough for our faculty and our team, whether it's the Affinia support that we get from the support staff that are with us on Saturdays and during the week, and certainly on our free exams. It's been great. And thanks for your support. This has been very helpful in getting that word out, Brian.
Well, it's my honor to be just a small part of helping get the word out. The number again, 314-685-3553. Dr. Herbert Silva, always good to talk with you. Thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Hoorah. Thanks for your support, Brian. Best wishes. Thank you, sir.
Up next, the news on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.